fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 27th day of July, year of our Lord, 2016. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, ladies and gentlemen, looks like we're having a Muslim attack either in the United States, England, Germany, or France, if not every day, at least every other day. It's caused me to rethink some of my personal preparations, and your prepper tip of the day is to check your preparations in detail. For example, I was going through a stock of batteries I have for some specialized flashlights. I found I needed to replenish that supply of batteries. I was checking some magazines for some particular firearms and found I didn't have as many magazines as I need to have. Checked on some specific ammunition for some specific rifles, very high-end match-grade. Premium match-grade ammunition, and found that that supply was not what I would like it to be either. So your prepper tip of the day is to check your preps, check your supplies, your inventories, both equipment and supplies, in detail. Make notes of where the shortfalls might be, and do what you need to fill in those shortfalls, and of course, prioritize. That is your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. He has become a prolific author and has a worldwide radio talk show once a week. Good morning, Jim. Hello, hello. I'm not hearing anything. Oh, Jim must be on.
John, I am sorry. I was on mute waiting for your introduction, and so I'm saying hello, everybody.
Okay.
Wide well, awake, here. And I'm sorry.
Pardon. Right. No problem, Jim. Well, you're with us. Well, Jim, I was not all that surprised, but very disappointed that the Democratic Convention Hall had not a single American flag on display when they opened up a couple of days ago. While outside, people who appeared to be supporting Democrats were displaying the Soviet communist flag, the Palestinian flag, and other flags that represent communism and totalitarianism. Do you have any response to that, sir?
Yeah, the Democratic Party is not about America or United States. And if, you know, the United States has got to get over this secularism, you know, a woman or a black or a, you know, Hispanic or whatever. You know, I mean, Morgan Freeman had an interview with the, was it Wallace, the guy from 60 Minutes?
Right.
And Wallace asked him, he says, what do you think about Black History Month? And Morgan Freeman goes, well, I really don't like it. He says, why do we just get a month for Black History? He said, where's White History Month? And Wallace goes, well, there isn't one. Every month is History Month for whites. He goes, yeah. And then Dan Wallace really sticks his foot in his mouth and he goes, but I'm Jewish. And so Morgan Freeman goes, well, when is Jewish History Month? And he goes, well, there isn't one. And he goes, yeah, well, let's get over this. I'm Morgan Freeman. You're Dan Wallace. You know, stop this black-white stuff. Let's just get over all this. But the Democratic Party is about segregating the country into all of these groups, making, you know, whatever group it is, and you don't even have to list them all because there's dozens of them, that all want me, my special interest. And that's not what a republic is about. You get to be you in a republic. So don't tell me about you and all your things that go with your life. I don't care. You know, just let me live my life and don't ask me to support your life. And that's not what the Democrats are about. But yeah, as far as the Democratic Party is not for this country, let's just face it. If the last 8 years don't tell you that, then you got your blinders on.
Absolutely. Right.
Another thing that happened as they were going through speeches and trying to analyze them, they talked about gun control and gun violence in the United States, claiming that 90 people die a day in the United States from gun violence. Well, it's a totally absurd statistic. It sounds horrific on the face of it. But when you break it down, two-thirds of those are suicides with a handgun. If you take Chicago out, there's hardly anything left, and none of them are with assault rifles.
Right.
You know,
right.
And so the statistics, and so what do they want to do? They want to turn around and ban assault rifles, which don't kill people at all. When is the last time you heard of an assault rifle except in the staged events, which we now know are theatrical? But other than that, you know, it doesn't happen.
Well, Jim, I need to correct your vocabulary here, if I may, sir. An assault rifle is a very specific term, such as a convertible is a type of automobile. An assault rifle is a type of rifle. An assault rifle is meant to function in two different ways. Semi-automatic, where you shoot one projectile, one bullet, each pull the trigger, or full automatic, where if you squeeze the trigger and hold it back, it will shoot as many bullets as it can until you let up on the trigger or it runs out of ammunition. So what's commonly called assault rifles are not assault rifles. They are semi-automatic rifles. True assault rifles, full automatic capability. There's about 250,000 legally owned machine guns in the United States of America. The only recorded incident we know of one of those registered machine guns being used in a crime was by a police officer, of all things. So machine guns are very tightly regulated in the United States, and there's not an issue with machine guns or semi-automatic rifles, which any rifle, whether it's a single-shot rifle, semi-automatic, or machine gun, legally owned machine gun, I should say, are rarely used in crimes. Now, the men and women who bring cocaine and heroin into this country daily and weekly by the ton would gladly import the true weapons of war, not the semi-automatic rifles sold at Walmart, but the true weapons of war if the market would justify making a profit by doing so. You know, the drug dealers and drug cartels may be many things, Jim. They may be evil. They may be corrupt, and they may be vicious, but they're also businessmen. And what they're doing by bringing drugs in is meeting market demand. And if there's
absolutely
a demand, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
If the government would somehow, some way, make the sale of all firearms illegal, the drug cartels would step up to the plate, and by the following morning, they would be importing the true weapons of war from Central and South America, where I know you spend a lot of time down there, Jim, where a full automatic AK-47 machine gun can be purchased for two chickens.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be a pretty good business plan to purchase AK-47s for $10-$20 a piece and sell them on the streets of America for several hundred dollars a piece. That
for
sounds
thousands.
Like a or thousands. Yeah. That's a viable business plan.
Yeah.
Plus, the thing that really scares the pants off the liberals is 3D printing, which now is not only used in plastic but also metal. 3D printing can make almost anything out of metal these days, including the receivers for firearms. and state-of-the-art technology is getting so far ahead of the ability of laws be passed to stop technology that it's almost laughable, Jim. And I got a quick drug story for you here. I believe it was Nancy Reagan that coined the term war on drugs. That's been, nearly 40 years ago or so?
Yeah, the thing with just say no to drugs to kids while they're importing most of the drugs. Yeah.
Well, the drug war is over and we lost. And here's how I demonstrate that. About a month ago, I was at a social event, Jim. I met a young woman. She was about 24 years old. She's a supervisor of a Taco Bell, which is a Fortune 500 nationwide fast food chain. So I was talking to her a little bit about security and new hires. And I was asking her if it was difficult to hire new employees who could pass a drug screening test. And she says, "Oh, John, Taco Bell nationwide no longer conducts drug screening tests for new employees. We just assume they're all drug addicts. We just ask them to not smoke their dope in front of the security cameras." So, Jim, the drug war is over and we lost.
The drug war is over and we lost. At the same time, you know, as Nancy was peddling that, Ron was in the background and talking about rifles being manufactured. They were had factories in Mexico converting Chinese semi-automatic weapons into automatic weapons, actually bringing them into the U.S. and then flying them into Central America and Iran-Contra, and what was coming back was cocaine. And this was during Bill Clinton's watch in Arkansas. And the whole issue in Waco was when Bill and Hillary first got to the White House, it got so hot in Mena, Arkansas, that they had to move the operation, and they moved it to Waco, Texas. And the whole destruction of the Branch Davidian compound was to get rid of all the data and the videos that they were holding, and that's why they blew up that library in the very center. They dropped like a bunker buster bomb into the thing. And there were like women and kids in there. They blew it up. And that was because that's where they were holding the data that showed the flights coming into the airport there right next to the Branch Davidian compound. So these people are such hypocrites. It's just so disgusting, the criminal element that's, you know, between the Bushes and the Clintons who've run the White House since Kennedy was shot. You know, this country, and what's more disgusting is the news media that panders around these issues and doesn't ask real questions or doesn't, you know, analyze. They don't analyze the real issues like this.
No, they can't and they won't. I've had firsthand experience with that, Jim. In the fall of 2001, after the attacks in New York City, I appeared on Fox News several times nationwide talking about terrorism, working with a nice young lady in New York City, a producer with Fox News. So the first two shows went real well. We had good ratings, and that's what it's all about is ratings. So we're talking about the next show, and she says, "John, what would you like to talk about next on Fox News nationwide?" And I said, "Well, here's what I'd like to talk about, young lady. I'd like to talk about the feel-good, make-believe security at American airports." She says, "Okay, I'll talk to my boss and get back with you tomorrow." So she gets back with me the following day. She says, "I'm sorry, John, but we can't do that. It's too scary." We can't talk about the feel-good, make-believe security at American airports. And that was the end of my career being on Fox News nationwide, Jim.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's absurd. It's absurd. Yeah, Fox and CNN, Candy Nugget News, I call it. No, it's absurd. And they don't cover real issues. The Clintons and the Bushes, you know, the reason they're so worried about Hillary is that if she loses, I've heard this, that they're very worried about her, because then she doesn't have a role in life, and she may be headed to prison. I mean, there might be some other things, or at least some accusations, and that she might be on the chopping block without all of her support that's there when she's trying to become president. Right. And so she's an asset, a bad asset. And so she's worried that they're going to off her if she doesn't win. Right, because she could take down the whole show. You know, the private server was to, you know, Obama, all these people have private servers. They all do. And so she could bring down the whole shooting match.
Jim, you have a level of IT expertise, internet information technology expertise at the theoretical level. And so you have very high level skills in that area, and you know what you're talking about, don't you, sir?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I spent 25 years of my life in the telecommunications industry, you know, at very high levels with encryption and with security and with everything associated. 10 of those years was designing telecommunications computers that went in the most secure computing facilities in the world.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's something I know a little bit about.
Right. Well, like I say, your skill level is at the theoretical level, or where the actual design and development is done. Well, President Trump obviously clearly would appoint a new director of the Department of Justice, and that person would have the wherewithal to do a real investigation and do indictments against Hillary Rodham Clinton. That would be an excellent thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I think if she lost in the November election, they would quick accuse her of a crime so that Obama could acquit her or pardon her with his presidential pardon, and then she'd be scot-free. I mean, well, I can see those little games being played.
Yeah, there's such a thing as we have a guarantee against double jeopardy here. So it would have to be a pretty all-inclusive pardon to prevent her from being charged with the multitude of crimes that she certainly did.
Oh, yeah. There's a joke. In fact, it was on Dave Hodges' page. I was over there yesterday, and it says Bill and Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are in a bar, and they have a little discussion going in, and Trump goes to Hillary, "Hey, the news is really getting you on that accusations against you," and she goes, "Oh, you mean such and such?" And he goes, "No," and she goes, "Oh, you mean such and such." And it goes through about 30 things that includes Vince Foster's death and the MENA Arkansas deal. And finally they get to the end, and I don't know, it ends, you know, after about 30 things. But yeah, you're right. They got a laundry list that's big on and how they have managed to get through to where they are is phenomenal. And clearly they're being protected.
It is. Well, Jim, I didn't know Vince Foster, but he was a very good friend of a friend of mine. And clearly, obviously, the man was murdered. I've investigated homicides for 43 years, and that was clearly a homicide and not a suicide. Absolutely a homicide.
Yeah. Yeah. I just saw another thing on that is Larry Nichols was talking about that. And, of course, he was a Clinton aide. But he was talking about the Vince Foster deal, and he went through the whole thing of the investigation where really he was killed in an automobile.
Right.
And they dragged his body over to
it. You don't have the National Park Service conduct a homicide investigation of that consequence. You don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-L-A-N-D-H-O-1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at LANDHO.TV. L-A-N-D-H-O.TV right now.
All right, we're back. We are back. We're here on 7th of July. I'm doing something I'm not aware of any radio talk show host other than myself doing anywhere. Alex Jones isn't doing it. Nobody's doing it. I'm offering to mail you a check. It could be a check for several hundred dollars. It could be a check for $1,500. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com, click on Uncle Sam, read those four pages. If you help schedule a speaking engagement for me, John Moore will mail you a check. And that would be fun for both of us, wouldn't it? Visiting with Professor James McKenney. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you have a weekly radio show. This is radio. We always have new listeners, people who've never heard of Jim McKenney, ours radio show. Please tell people how they can listen to your show, Jim, and about the archives, if you would, please.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the largest radio station in the world, and heard worldwide. Summertime frequency is 9.350 megahertz. It re-airs Friday night at 10 p.m. and Saturday morning at 3 a.m. From WTWW Nashville. And then there's a number of ways to listen. So all of that information is on my webpage. You have a link from your page to my page, John. It's jmccsci.com. Just scroll down, and there's a link to how to listen, and then there's also a link to the archive page where you can listen to shows going back 15 years, including the most recent shows, of course.
All right. Well, that's good. Any idea what topics you might want to be covering tomorrow evening, sir?
Let me look at my notes here a little bit. I'll be talking about electric airplanes, Solar One, Solar Impulse, it's called, is now completing right now. I don't know if it's finished yet, but it was on its way to Abu Dhabi to complete the world around the world without any fossil fuels, completely electric flight, talking about that. I'll be talking about some other technologies for flight, and I'll be talking about some chemtrail misinformation that's coming out of the EPA, of all places, at an assignment of Obama. That's just kind of a strange story. And then I've talked about this before in your show, John. I'll be mentioning this tomorrow, that there's a whole plethora of magazines out there online. They're like Space Daily, Daily Mail. That's more of a public one, but they do a lot of science-related, if you call it science, science-related things. And then there's Wired. Geek Wire is another one, not to give them any fanfare. But these are total, total disinformation magazines that are, it's just, when I see these articles written, you can see why the American public doesn't know anything about science. Because they call this science, but it's just talky-talky, you know, gee whiz, and these supposed staff writers get a story, and they, you know, they get a result, and then they kind of fill in the blanks with gee whiz stuff, and that's the level of science. So a lot of really high-level, you know, engineers and stuff read these magazines, and they think they're educated, and it's all complete. I can't even stand to read it. It's, this stuff is such baloney. But probably just comment about that a little bit, some of the particulars. And then I'll be talking about the last month I've been talking about Jupiter and Saturn. So I'll be talking about comets and cometary issues. And these are really important. An announcement just came out that Halley's Comet is, we think of it as a regular cyclone. It comes back every 76 years, etc. But it's usually off by as much as 4 to 6 months. And they can't figure out why. And so anyway, I'll be talking about some of the bogus answers they come up with. And that's, of course, part of my theoretical work, is that comets are not predictable. In fact, the ancients, who knew a lot about astronomy, called them the lawless ones, because they could predict the planets and eclipses out years and decades. But the comets, they knew they couldn't. And so that's, I'll be talking somewhat about that. And in continuing on my discussion and
hold that thought, Jim. Hold that thought. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 27th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You'll find interesting free downloads there, articles, that, and in fact, entire books that will educate you and inform you. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. You'll also find the Energy Cleaner for sale, a marvelous healing device. I use mine every night. I'm pretty active around the ranch. Those 3-foot diameter boulders don't jump in the bucket of the Kubota tractor by themselves. I have to manually push them in there. Same thing with those 500-pound logs. They don't jump in the bucket either. I have to manually push them in there. And yes, I go to bed with some minor aches and pains from being active. I might be on my knees doing concrete work, climbing up and down ladders, doing carpentry work. And I wake up the following morning after a great night's sleep, pain-free. Whether you have arthritis pain, low back pain, not getting a great night's sleep, check out the Energy Cleaner. All the patent application information and wonderful testimonials, including my friend Steve Whitman, are right there at my website, thelibertyman.com. I do offer something very few healthcare professionals will do. I'm not a healthcare professional, but I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you're risking nothing when you use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa to make your purchase. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. They're a great companion with the energy cleaner. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website, the short version, is jmccsci.com. And, of course, there's a link on my links page. Jim, let's continue, sir.
Yes, John. Just a quick note. I don't want to give any fame to these locations, but there's a lot of Planet X baloney going on out there. And using my name again. You know, Jim McCanney says...
I know. Yeah, you and I have been dealing with this for years. People that give dates, people that walk out on their back porch in Nebraska and claim to take a photograph of two suns. And...
Oh, yeah. And this
look,
is
there's two suns in the sky.
Yeah. You look up, there aren't two, but when you take the picture, there are two, you know. But this one is including flat Earth.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Anyway.
That's come up. Those people tried to get some airtime here. They lasted about 4 or 5 minutes, and that was the end of them on the John Moore Show, trying to get airtime for their bizarre, freakish, middle-aged beliefs.
Yeah. Yeah. Just lunacy. But anyway, yeah, let's move on.
Okay. All right.
On a positive note, something that I've been working on, and it's on my webpage, but this is taking off, and I want people to keep up and watch the announcements that come out about this. But it's very important in today's world to be independent, and you and I know that. But what a lot of people don't realize that in a city setting or in a even an apartment setting, there are things coming online now, and I'm very happy to be part of this, that will allow people to be food independent, where you can actually grow a lot of your food in the in a very small localized setting. It's a product that I'm associated with now, and I don't want to just sound like I'm promoting a product, but I want to promote the concept that. Let me start by saying this. In World War II, there was a thing called the Victory Garden, and right. Everybody was encouraged. And of course, the United States then was more rural. The towns were smaller. And even in the city, you had a good-sized backyard most of the time. And so the Victory Garden was something they realized if we ever were attacked in World War II, that people would need their own food supply locally so they didn't starve to death. And, of course, distribution of food back then was way worse than it is today. You know, like when I was a kid, we didn't have grapefruits maybe once a year or oranges. You know, and somebody came up from Florida and brought a box and went, like, oh, wow, oranges. But today that's all different. But the idea, there's some revolutions coming in how you can produce your own food locally in your own backyard, et cetera. These are well-designed systems that include hydroponics and or growing in dirt, but aquaponics, where you have fish or some kind of seafood, freshwater seafood raised in tanks, and then the water is used to fertilize the plants and put water on the plants. It's a complete closed system. But anyway, this is a huge, really, revolution that's coming, and I liken it to the personal computer. I lived in the day of mainframes when there was no such thing as personal computers. A lot of people alive today never lived in a time where they didn't have a cell phone or a PC or something.
Sure.
But I did. And so I worked in the IBM mainframe world. That's part of what I was talking about earlier. But I liken this revolution of growing your own food to the PC, where people go, how could I grow food? You know, it's not even a concept today. But what if you could, in a square of 10 feet by 10 feet in your backyard, or 20 feet by 20 feet, put in a little installation where literally you could produce almost all of your food. And in a survival situation, it would be enclosed. I mean, you could literally live off this three or four people. This is a new concept that's coming along, and I'm very happy to be part of this. But people have an area to have a garden. If they have room, that's great. But most people don't have the wherewithal and the understanding to go out and, you know, dig a garden and put it in and wait for it to grow, and it's seasonal and all of these other factors that we would have to fight to actually make a system work. And a lot of people couldn't ever get it to work. It takes a lot of time. So this revolution is coming along where you just go kablunk, you put it there, and all of a sudden, you're producing food within a month. You're starting to get off your first clippings and food for greens and salads. And within 6 months, you're producing most of your food. So anyway, I just want to hang that out there because this is coming. It's already available.
Would there be more information on your website about all this, Jim?
Yeah, if you go to the website, just scroll down a little bit. There's a blue box very near the top, and it's called Permaculture. I have a link to my sales page. I got, I think, Permaculture, or Permacube, I should say, it's called, is the second thing. And then I have the Via Viente and the carrot bars. That's right at the very top. You'll see it there. And then it's called Permacube Revolution. And it really is. I mean, this is a small unit that you can grow a lot of food in, including protein. You can have chickens. And other, you know, it's versatile, so you can adapt the modules, so to speak, to what you want to do. But, and like I say, it's like the PC, where today nobody back in the IBM mainframe, in the industry leaders, I mean, I fought with this in the IBM world, saying, hey, these PCs are coming, these computers, these personal computers are coming. And the leaders of these companies couldn't see it, including IBM. And today we're in a world where food is produced by big corporate farms. It's brought to grocery stores, and you go to the grocery store and you buy the food, and it's processed, and it's crap. It's horrible. It's full of chemicals. The lettuce has flown 5,000 miles or come by truck or something to your store. It's absurd. So the concept that people could actually grow their own food in a small area in their backyard, or even in an apartment setting, is foreign to people. And right. So that's the thing that, you know, it's like PC. When the first PCs came out, you could do a little text editing. I had them. I used them. Right. And now, I mean, you have more power in your little telephone than the IBM mainframes in 1980s.
That recently. Well, Jim, here in the Ozarks, in the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks, gardening is still a very popular pastime with a huge percentage of the residents out here. These days, it's usually tomatoes and things of that nature. Some families do grow a large amount, in fact, close to all of their needs to meet their family's food needs. So it's a mixed bag, but it's still very popular out here. Gardening and, of course, animal husbandry with chickens and rabbits and goats and sheep and
everything. Yeah,
all those things. It's still very popular in the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks.
Right, and then people trade. You know, if you got rabbits and somebody's got chickens, you can trade, or eggs, or, you know, whatever it is, or honey, or, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, it's because not everybody's going to have all of those particulars. But then you get into this little circle of trading. And you don't go to the store. You know, there's nothing. You don't need to go to the store.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I particularly myself live in that situation. In the case where I still buy stuff. You know, I don't want to say I'm 100%, but anything I get, I have not had pasteurized milk or cheese in years. The eggs are from free-ranging chickens. The meat is from cows that graze in the field and don't have chemicals and don't eat corn.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just the list
same
goes
here,
on.
I get my eggs. They're produced locally with free range chickens. The meat comes from locally raised beef and cattle and pigs. and no antibiotics, no growth hormones. That's really the best way to go, isn't it?
Oh yeah, and those chemicals are killing people. I mean, you look at the health problems in the U.S. and you know the people's artery problems and everything are stem from this food that they're literally from the food they're eating.
Right.
You know, and I'm not a spring chicken anymore, but I'm as healthy now as when I was 30. Literally, I mean, I've had tests done and everything, and you know, I'm perfectly fine. And I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but you could calculate it if you look at my resume, you know.
Right.
But,
right.
Yeah, aging is something that and illness is mainly due to food today, in today's world,
something,
in water.
Something, a little side note here, Jim, something I noticed when the local television stations cover the local senior Olympics, which happen all over the United States, by the way, they'll show an 80-year-old grandmother doing something like bowling or something. What they won't show are the 60- and 70-year-old men running the 100-meter dash are doing really serious athletic events. Because you're not supposed to believe that a man 65 or 70 years old can run a 100-meter dash in a respectable time. But in fact, they can and do. I do, as a matter of fact. You're supposed to believe that by the time you're 70 years old, you're all used up and no longer capable of anything serious athletically. Well, nothing could be further from the truth, could it?
No, except, John, when I was in high school, I couldn't do the 100-yard dash. So that's something I didn't evolve into, but I had the things I could do well.
Right. Well, you do what you can.
I mean, yeah, right, exactly. Right. But I was just joking. But yeah,
that's okay.
Your body is meant. I think that, you know, people think, oh, in the 90s, that's old. No, I've been in places where, you know, people are in the, say, institutionalized or whatever. And primarily I see it as from people that just sat in a chair too long.
Right.
They atrophied and you know, that's what happened. But if you stay active, like I tell people, after you get to be 60, throw away all the chairs.
Right.
People would come into my house and they say, where do you sit down? I'd say, I don't.
Well, Jim, we have in my American Legion post around the commander, we have a World War II veteran who works every day. We have quite a few Korean War veterans who are out doing manual labor on their ranches. These are cattlemen doing manual labor basically 7 days a week. You don't get a day off when you have cattle. There's always something that needs to be done. Physically active men, they're very vigorous, very active physically doing manual labor 7 days a week. And people come out here from the city and they're astonished to see men who in the city would either be very sedentary or in a nursing home being all that active on their ranches every day of the week. They can't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something funny. I've lived out in the woods much of my life or in a rural setting, you know, even though I'm always active in the city type stuff. But I was surprised that people would come out and they were gymnasium people. They'd go to the gym, they'd work out, they'd do all the, you know, the stair things and all of that. 5 minutes in the woods and they were exhausted. And I'm like, you know, wait a minute, this isn't, you know, something's wrong here. And I could walk around all day and they'd be lagging behind, you know, all out of breath. And it's like, there's a difference in working outside than working in a gymnasium. So I'm not a gymnasium person. I can't go in the gym and, you know, do 45 minutes of Stairmaster. But there's something about working outside or in the, you know, doing, like you say, out in the field and things like that, that it's a different type of exercise.
It is. Absolutely. I could not agree more. We've got a break coming for a couple of minutes, Jim. What direction do you want to go next?
Well, I'm surprised myself with all of the horror stories about the National Convention and, you know, disruption and everything else. Actually, it's been pretty mild. I think the planned disruptions, people are getting over them, you know, and they're not having the shock effects. And, you know, and of course, the RNC had I don't know how many bikers there, but lots. And you know, there was just nothing happened. You know, they had it. There was a little, you know, so what they're calling controversies now are, you know, not really controversies. They're talking about, you know, it's just chatter.
Right. Well, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. But anyway, it's just a comment that all of the horrendous upheaval that people were expecting just didn't happen. So I think people are just ready to get on with their lives. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in the election. I just I have this ill feeling that somebody named Clinton is going to be in the White House, and it's going to be, you know, you think Obama was bad. That's what I was saying at the beginning. Stop thinking about people as women or men or black or this or that. Start looking at who they are. You got to vote on who they are. And frankly, I don't think it matters who you vote for. But and I don't want to get into politics, but there's one person that is going to, this country is going to be really, really in bad shape if that person gets into the White House. And I know you know who I'm talking about, who she is.
Right. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 27th of July, visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked on my links page. Jim, got about 3 minutes here, sir. Hello, hello.
There, I'm back. I'm sorry. I mute myself when I'm break. I'm sorry. The interesting story that today the sun lost its last sunspot. So the indication is that it's starting to weaken into the next solar cycle. But we've really, over the last two solar cycles, had a dearth of sunspots. And so the sun continues. So the point is, we've gone through solar maximum, and it was really a dud, let me put it that way. So the last solar maximum we had was the double in 2001. We had a double solar maximum, and then it went into a hiatus of nearly over 2 years where there was not a single sunspot. So it's really strange what's going on with the sun. And, you know, living on Earth here, we probably aren't going to notice much in terms of, you know, of that happening.
Well, we got a local weather update here, Jim. This is the last week of July. Typically in south central Missouri, July and August are dry, dry, dry. And now we're having rain every day. It is so unusual. So yeah. I don't know if it's breaking records. Records go back around here to about the 1880s. I don't know if it's breaking records or not, but my suspicion is that it is.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I don't know if you know, but the global climate change people are claiming that this year is the hottest on record with 187 record days or something. And it's complete baloney. There's lots of places in the world where it's not a point degree hotter or something like that, but it's 5 degrees colder. And so they're not averaging in the cold places on Earth. It's fudged data once again.
Right.
But anyway, it looks like the solar maximum is over, the past one, and it was a dud, a total dud. Right. So the sun, my theory on this is that in the 90s, it was reacting to hail bop, and that's why it got pumped up. That's why we had the never-before-happened double solar maximum and the super number of sunspots, and then now, afterwards, the sun has just quiesced. It's gone quiet, and that's because it's recovering.
Right, right, right. Well, there's lots of disinformation out there, as you and I well know, and we've talked about frequently. And there'll be no end to the disinformation. Older women who claims to talk to aliens. She's the only person on Earth out of 7 billion who's been picked to communicate with the Zetas. And all the rest of the silliness. All the rest of the silliness out there. No end to it, is there, Jim?
Yeah, and it's all connected. If you look at the terminology they use, like this video I was just talking about, uses a lot of the same terminology. And so it's all funneling in from the same sources. These are scripts. These are script readers. That's what this is. So it's all scripted.
It is. Jim, thank you, sir. I look forward to having you back next Wednesday.
Thanks, John.
Okay, top of the hour break. We'll be back with Open Lines. Stay tuned.
Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious
meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.